Campaigners outside the British Treasury claim the government is ignoring the so-called elephant in the room, tax havens. They want Chancellor George Osborne to put the issue on the agenda at the G7 finance ministers' meeting this weekend. Melanie Ward is spokesperson for the Enough for Everyone If campaign.
I think a lot of people, both here in the UK and around the world, are fed up with tax dodging. They're fed up with a system where the rich and powerful play by a different set of rules to everybody else.
Tax havens and low-tax jurisdictions like Ireland are attractive because they enable companies and wealthy individuals to cut their expenses, says Professor Ronan Palan of City University London.
These countries offer very low taxation either to corporations or to individuals, and specifically they target non-residents.
Campaigners accuse big corporations of transferring profits out of countries on which they and their wealth depend. Again, Professor Ronan Palan.
Africa exported about $1 trillion of capital in the last 30 years, whereas inward investment in terms of FDI or AIDS is about $300 billion. So Africa is losing capital. Africa, or sub-Saharan Africa, is actually funding development elsewhere.
The charity ActionAid alleges that brewing giant SAB Miller uses a complex system of tax havens to siphon profits out of subsidiaries in developing countries like Ghana. SAB Miller denies that it exploits tax havens. It says in 2010 it paid over $249 million in corporate tax in sub-Saharan Africa and India. ActionAid also alleges that Associated British Foods uses a network of subsidiaries to reduce its tax liabilities in Zambia by millions of dollars. Associated British Foods says the figures are incomplete at best and factually wrong in places. Some argue that tax havens actually facilitate investment in the global economy. Mark Littlewood is Director General of the Institute for Economic Affairs in London.
This idea that sort of Western companies that are tax efficient are exploiting these places rather than bringing inward investment to them, I think is a rather neo-imperialist, old-style way of looking at the world. We want more of that inward investment. That creates jobs and it creates growth in some of the poorest countries in the world.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has pledged to put the issue of tax havens on the agenda when he hosts the G8 summit next month. Henry Ridgewell, the VOA News, London.